Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. There's dramatic business news out of China today. For years, that country has linked its currency, the yuan, directly to the dollar. Critics, including the U.S. government, have said that's kept the currency artificially low, giving China a big trade advantage. Today, China ended that policy. The yuan no longer pegged to the dollar. From the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles, Tess Vigeland is here. Tess, this is a big deal.
This is a really big deal, Alex. The Bush administration, as you said, has been putting a lot of pressure on the Chinese government to take this step. The U.S. manufacturing sector has been complaining loudly for some time now that the low value of the yuan, they argue it's been artificially low, means that U.S. goods are too expensive in China and its imports here are too cheap. Now the yuan has been unlinked from the dollar, and Treasury Secretary John Snow this morning praised the move.
What's particularly important about today's announcement is the commitment the Chinese government has expressed to move to a market-based currency system based on demand and supply. I think today's developments are extremely positive.
But critics are cautioning that this really has to be just a first step. Money-wise, all we're talking about here is a 2% difference in the currency value from what it was. Some economists are saying that the yuan was undervalued by 15 to 25%, and this really isn't going to make much of a dent in the $162 billion trade gap with China. So again, a first step, but a huge one.
I'm not quite clear whether the yuan is floating freely on the currency markets. It doesn't sound as though it is.
It is not. It's what you might call a float with some pretty serious strings attached. In part, the yuan will be tied to an average of what we refer to as a basket of currencies, from the euro to the yen and a slew of other monies. But China's central bank will still hold the strings and adjust it as it needs to. And the yuan is still tied to the dollar. It's just been adjusted upward again by about 2%.
Well, what practical effect is this going to have on U.S. manufacturers who just have been screaming about China's currency policies, among other Chinese trade policies?
Well, again, we're talking 2%. So although this is far from just symbolic, manufacturers really aren't going to, you know, all of a sudden see a surge in sales in China. And for the consumer, Adam Posen of the International Institute for Economics says you might indeed see a change in prices here eventually.
The average American, including less well-off Americans especially, gains from imports from China. It makes clothes, be it Old Navy or Walmart, much cheaper. It makes inputs to electronics much cheaper.
But he's warning that the whole situation is very fluid right now, and if uncertainty about this policy creeps into the markets, you could see prices actually rise.
Tess, isn't this unexpected? Was anyone thinking China might do this? They've been calling for China to do it, but I don't know
right. Well, you know, some experts we've been talking to today say it's no coincidence that this is coming just a couple of weeks after the G8 meeting and ahead of the IMF meetings this fall. And as we've discussed a couple of times this week, Chinese companies have been looking to buy U.S. companies, Unocal and Maytag. They're getting a cold shoulder from some in Congress and from investors. So today may be, in part, something of an olive branch. And we'll have much more on these developments later on Marketplace.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.